You're listening to the Sharks Audio Network. Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
After day one of the 2024 NHL draft, the general manager of the San Jose Sharks, Mike Grier, spoke with the media after making two picks in the first round. The first overall selection, Macklin Celebrini, and the 11th overall selection, Sam Dickinson.
For this franchise, you talked about more laying a foundation or what have you in coming out of this weekend. What is that? What is all this stuff?
Yeah, it's a big weekend for the organization. We're really excited. Not only with Macklin, but able to add Sam too. A potential top pairing D and a first line center. Doesn't come on too often in one draft, so it's a big moment for us. We're really excited. Both good kids. You add them with some of the other guys, Will and Musty and Bysett and Haltonen and Eklund and Zetterlund are already playing, and you can start to see the foundation of what to, hopefully is what to come for us.
The importance of Jumbo making that selection,
I think it was really important, almost just to connect our young guys to the past. We don't have too many guys left on the team that were there when we were on top of things and challenging for the Stanley Cup. So we're fortunate to have Jumbo and Patty around a lot, and I think it's pretty neat to have that connection with our young players.
You made that trade with Buffalo yesterday to move up to 11. You picked Sam Dickinson. How did that come about, and why would you go with Sam Dickinson over maybe Azeem Fuyu?
Well, we moved up with the goal hopefully to get a player like Sam. We thought we needed to move up to be in the range to select one of those top D. So, we feel really, really fortunate to get Sam. Unique player with the size, skating ability, offense, and the ability to defend. So, we're really, really happy, like I said, to come away with the draft with the two players we did in the first round. Is we're ecstatic.
Was the plan at 11 always defense?
Not necessarily. We had a group of players in mind that we thought might be available there that wouldn't be available at 14. So, we made the decision to move up with the hopes that we could land someone. Like I said, we feel really happy and fortunate to get Sam there.
Were you surprised to see Sam Dickinson at 11?
A little bit.
What about Sam Dickinson stands out about you? Obviously, you talk about the skating ability, but what made him be like, okay, he's the guy, he's a future top D-man. What about him in his play makes him that future top D-man?
Yeah, he eats minutes. As a 16, 17-year-old kid in that OHL, he's been a top four D-man. It's rare to have the combination of the size, the skating, the physicality. He can transport pucks, he can defend the rush. He's got a great shot. We think there's even more offense in there that he's been able to show. I think Bonk handled a lot of the power play work there, and they've had a couple of other older guys ahead of him, so we think there's even more there. So just a really, really solid two-way defenseman, and you guys all watch the playoffs and everything, and you need those types of players to win when the games get hard, and Sam's one of those players.
Do you have a timeline as to when you'll know with Macklin whether he's going to turn pro or not?
No, I think he's enjoying tonight with his family and going to soak it all in, and I'm sure when the dust settles here, I'll talk with him and his family and his agent, and we'll kind of go from there.
Would you expect fairly soon?
I don't really have a timeline on it. Like I said, I think it's important. It's a huge moment in his life and his family's life for them to just kind of enjoy the moment. And then, once everything settles, you can kind of get to the business side of everything.
You've had a very busy week. You acquired Grundstrom and down the line. Can you talk about some of the players, Wallman? Can you talk about some of the players that you've acquired this week?
Yeah. We're trying to get more competitive. I think with Grundstrom and Delandria and Goody, we've really raised the competitiveness of our team. And then Wallman, I've talked about the need for puck-moving D and someone who can produce some offense from the back end. And Jake can do that, so we're excited to add him. And, his defensive game's grown a lot as he's over the last few years. I think he was one of their leaders in probably PK time on ice, I believe. So, you know, we need to keep and continue to build the back end up. So adding Jake was important, but it's been really important to become a team that's harder to play against.
Were you surprised with Jake that Detroit attached a second round pick with that? Can you speak to that process a little bit with Yzerman?
Well, I mean, Steve and I just try to work out a deal that worked for both teams, really. I'm sure he's had his reasons for doing things. He's trying to do his run a team the way he seems fit and do the moves that he sees fit. And for us, it made sense to get a player like Jake and a second round pick where we are in their process. And I think Steve's got reasons for why he did it on his side.
Pick 33 tomorrow. Are you do you have a player in mind? Or are you gonna maybe look to move back and get some more assets, or kind of just see what comes up?
Yeah, we'll be open to everything. I think looking at our board, I think there's some players there that we really like. But you know, as it goes, when teams kind of settle in and get back to the hotels, I'm sure we'll get some calls on 33, and we'll listen if it makes sense for us to get more assets and continue to build this thing. But if not, there's some players available there that we'll be really happy to select.
Mike, it sounds like you got an agreement with Luke bringing back for another year here. What does he bring to this team, especially as he integrates some younger players?
Yeah, he helps drive the culture. Same lines with those three forwards I talked about that we brought in. Connie shows up every night. He's a good example for our young players. Plays hard, competes, plays hurt. So all the things you look for in players to help show our young players that this is what it takes to be in the NHL and be a professional. So, we're really excited to have Luke back and keep growing with him.
Did you want to go longer with that term?
We talked about it. It's always a fine line with term and money and all that stuff, and trying to find a common ground. So I think both sides just felt 1 year was good, and we'll revisit as the season goes on.
What idea was it to have Jumbo on stage? That's something you brought up to him.
Yeah, we asked Jumbo, after the lottery, if he'd be open to it, and really excited that he was. You know, I think he's a big personality, and I think he nailed it. I think it was awesome, and he's got such a great personality and way about him, and I think it's probably the start of a bond between him and Macklin and our other players. You know, he's on the ice with those guys, and I'm sure it meant a lot to Macklin to have him be the one to call his name out.
We were talking with Rick Celebrini a little while ago, and he says, initially they're going to fly out Sunday, but they're actually going to fly out tomorrow night, so Macklin can get skated Sunday, get ready for development camp. I guess that doesn't surprise you, that work ethic.
No, not at all. He's a driven kid. He wants to be the best. I think when you're, whatever sport you're around, myself growing up in football and playing in the league and being around the league, the great players are driven. They want to learn all the time. They want to work on their game all the time. And Macklin's definitely in that mold.
What can he do for this group if he does turn pro for next season? I know you don't want to place too many expectations on an 18-year-old, but what can he do for the Sharks if he were to turn pro?
Yeah, I don't want to put too much on his shoulder. I think it's... for the organization and the fan base, it's almost something that for them to kind of see that, like I said earlier, what's kind of coming down the line, and I don't know if hope's the right word, but a kind of a glimpse in the future. So if he's there, I think it's just something that kind of brings some excitement around the franchise and around the team. And I know the players will be excited, but still an 18-year-old kid, and the NHL is a tough league, so we'll see how it goes.
Obviously, you've upped the compete of the group, which you said was your goal before the draft. Is the next step, and you also mentioned this before the draft, next step, scoring, maybe another defenseman, when free agency starts?
Yeah, I'd like to, but there's 31 other teams out there, too, that are trying to make their teams better, and there's only so many guys out there, so it's definitely something I'd like to explore and add to our group, but... It's never easy once you get to July 1st, but
fair to say that those are the two main goals, though, right? Just those two.
Yeah, you know, adding Jake to the back end has helped. It's probably eased a little bit of the pressure of having to actually go out immediately and find someone, but we'll keep looking. But yeah, I think we could add someone up front, a vet up front who can add some scoring punch to the lineup.
We talked to
more. He's got a meeting to get to. Back.
We talked to Ryan earlier, and he mentioned to us that you guys are going to come to a little bit more coaching decisions to fill out the rest of the staff. He let us know that Nick and Thomas are back. Is there any other updates you can give us? Is there anybody else that might be returning to the staff, or any names in mind you could share that are maybe coming in?
He didn't share anything with you. He's the coach.
Well, he said he's going to work with you this week to get it done.
Yeah,
so.
We're working on stuff. We're close to filling out a staff, I would say, next few days or next week. I would say, well, his staff will. He's done a good job. He's done his research. He's met with a lot of coaches. Nothing's official yet, but he's working on it, and we'll have a staff filled out soon.
You mentioned Joe Thornton hanging around. What's his official title or capacity with the team? Is he just captain?
Jumbo.
Did he just vibes?
Yeah,
vibes?
It's just Jumbo and vibes. Jumbo and vibes. No, he's Jumbo. He loves being around the rink. Loves helping the players. Loves being on the ice. Loves being in the gym, kind of, talking with kids and just being around. He just loves the game. At some point, I'll have to pin him down and give him an actual title or a role. But right now, I'm really grateful that he and Patty and Mike Ricci are around and on the ice pretty much every day with our group. It's pretty special.
Give him some of the vibes title.
Vibe director. Yeah. Got it.
Could you envision Backlund living with, if he does turn pro, living with a veteran or just a Jumbo or a Patty or a coach or something like that just to get his feet wet?
Yeah, I think it's something that's not out of the question for, him and Will. They're young kids and they're going to have a lot on their shoulders trying to figure out life in the NHL. So instead of going home and trying to cook your own meals all the time and everything, and sometimes it would help to have a place to go to and where you can relax and wine and have some normalcy, and maybe some of that normalcy is having a family around and some kids to play knee hockey with, or jump on the trampoline or jump in the pool with. I think a lot of that stuff can go a long way to people's mental health and getting away from the game, because it's tough. These guys are going to find out it's a tough league. The schedule's tough, especially where we are with all our travel. I would say it's a possibility that these guys end up living with someone at some point.
Again, that was Sharks General Manager Mike Greer speaking after day one of the 2024 NHL Draft. Stay tuned to the Sharks Audio Network for all 2024 draft coverage and the upcoming development camp and prospect scrimmage on the 4th of July. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey, signing off.
This podcast can be found for download under Sharks Hockey Digest on iTunes, Google, and Spotify, and on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app, presented by Western Digital. All music by Yogi Yend.